And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did. And who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now we'd like to get ready to introduce the star of our show, the young man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand.
Hey everybody, good evening. Ooh, that is loud. What's up everybody, good evening. Madhouse Radio is back on the air. Here with you tonight is I, the Carlito. The Carlito is present tonight. It's all here for Carlito tonight. Everybody for Carlito tonight, everybody. Alright. I don't know if this is working, but in theory we have none other than Milkman. Milkman, what's up, man? Okay. Hello. Hey, Milkman, what's going on, bro? Okay. Maybe Milkman will join us here in a moment. Milkman's trying to join us here any way he can. Regardless, it is I, Carlito, of course. Madhouse Radio will be on for the next approximately 2 hours and 32 minutes and 14 seconds. I don't have a lot of live listeners right now. I'm kind of disappointed in all you. Excuse me. So if you don't mind, tell yourself to tune in. Tell your friends to tune in to Madhouse Radio. MadhouseLive.com is the website. We're also broadcasting tonight, of course, on our syndicate, SternSyndicate.com. SternSyndicate.com, our flagship station for the time being. How you all money make out there? A lot of people actually representing tonight in the stick cam chat room. That's good. Good to see you all there. Of course, MadhouseLive.com has our own following right there. Madhouse, everybody there hanging out. What's up to you guys? Welcome tonight. It's going to be a good show. We've been off for the last 2 weeks. I've been busy. Had an exam tonight. Had an exam last Thursday. Luckily, I had an early exam this week, so it wasn't much of a problem. We'll be taking your call requests here, prank call requests, that is. You can send them over to the request a prank link on MadhouseLive.com. Be sure to join us again at Stern Syndicate Radio. Plenty of people in there in the stick cam right now who are watching me as well as listening to me live. You can also get a hold of me via Instant Messenger, Yahoo, and AOL Instant. Man, I'm really off. You know, I take a week off and I start stumbling a lot. Yahoo Instant Messenger and AOL Instant Messenger users can reach us at Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio if you're using Yahoo or AOL Instant Messenger. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouselive@hotmail.com. Again, madhouselive@hotmail.com if you are using MSN Messenger. And you can always reach us here toll-free on the toll-free line. Milkman, are you there? Can you tell us what that is? I don't think we have the Milkman yet. No. No man milk yet. Anyway, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 1-888-278-8509 if you'd like to talk to myself and the Milkman here. Now you're talking, Milkman. Yes, what the fuck is up, man? Hello, Milkman. Whatever. Beautiful. Beautiful. He'll get that fixed soon. Anyway, to talk about in the news, there was been some very interesting news stories here as of late. We had a UF student tasered at a John Kerry forum earlier on Sunday, as a matter of fact. On Sunday. I always like to play audio of things like this, so let's go ahead, Milkman, if you can cut the music.
Yeah, man.
Milkman's cutting the music. There we go. Good work, Milkman, and let's go ahead and listen to that.
To continue to pile name upon name upon some wall in the future for a strategy that has failed. That's the distinction. Sir, I first of all want to thank you for your time. You spent a lot of time talking to us here today. I want to thank you for coming and being open and honest. You recommended a book to us earlier. I wanted to recommend a book to you. It's called Our Madhouse by Greg Palast.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, he's the top investigative journalist in America.
I've already read it.
And he says you won the 2004 election.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You won in 2004. In fact, there were multiple reports on the day of the election of disenfranchisement of black voters in Florida and Ohio.
I'll ask my question. Thank you very much.
I'll ask my question. I'm going to preface it. He's been talking for 2 hours. I think I can have 2 minutes. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask you my question. I'm going to inform people and then I'm going to ask you my question. So there are multiple reports of disenfranchisement of black voters on the day of the election in 2004.
Right.
There was also voting machines, electronic voting machines in Volusia County, Florida, that counted backwards. So amidst all these reports of phony, bogus stuff going on, how could you concede the election on the day? How could you concede the 2004 election on the day? When in this book, it says there were 5 million votes that were suppressed and you won the election. Didn't you want to be president? I'm not even done yet. I have 2 more questions. If you were so against Iran, how come you're not saying, let's impeach Bush now? Impeach Bush now before we can invade Iran. Why don't we impeach him? Impeach Bush. Clinton was impeached for what? Blowjob? Why don't we impeach Bush? All right? Also, were you a member of Skull and Bones from college and Bush? Were you in the same secret society as Bush? Were you in Skull and Bones? Thank you for cutting my mic. Thank you. Are you going to arrest me? Excuse me. Excuse me. What are you arresting me for? Whoa. Is anybody...
Whoa, dude. Anyway, now, for those of you who have not seen this yet, I'm watching the video here, of course. You can see this on YouTube. Just put in UF Taser. That's Taser with an S, not a Z, as I found out. Psychically enough. And you can see this kid about to get tasered. Now, my thoughts on this, he's an ass, apparently. He films himself doing stunts like, Jackass and stuff like that. He films himself doing those stunts. So he's already a stupid white kid doing stupid things. And apparently in the process here, you know, he starts resisting arrest. Now, a lot of people say this is cruel. And I am one who does agree that I think the police these days are too easy to go over to the taser gun. And, you know, they never want to actually put any work into their arresting methods or whatever it is. You know, anytime, a lot of times I think a police officer in haste to be lazy and get someone to be under their control easily will use a taser gun in order to get them to submit, as opposed to perhaps just, you know, doing the right thing and just escorting the guy out. You know, and back in the old days, you know, you had a college student like this. I mean, this type of thing happens in colleges all the time. You know, people, college students are quite opinionated. They're on the liberal side. This guy is a bit of a conspiracist. I mean, and also want to bring out, he did bring up the Skull and Bones, which that right there is just a wackadoo right there. The whole Skull and Bones thing, I don't buy that whole crap.
Anything yet.
God damn it, Milkman. Do you hear me yet now, Milkman? What's up? Can you hear me now? Milkman, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. Is this the starter?
Yes, yeah, we're on the air right now, man.
Huh?
We're on the air right now.
Oh, I've been here the whole time and didn't know you were starting.
Oh, you can't hear anything?
I was dead, bro.
Can you hear music now in the background or just me talking?
Yeah, no, I hear music, man.
Okay, good. Yeah, just technical issues, man, technical issues. Anyway, so hi, everybody, say hi to Milkman. Milkman, this is everybody. What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Yep. All right, so we're talking about the kid that got tased in the University of Florida, man. How about that? Wasn't that a riot? Well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, this stuff happens on college campuses all the time, and these lazy cops here, instead of just taking him out and beating his ass or taking him out and told him to stop being an asshole, they actually tased him in the process of pushing him out. And, here, let's listen to that happen, Milkman.
I'm not doing this! I want you to do this! Get off! What the fuck are you doing? Get off!
And I want to find out, they're about to tase him, and this is the culmination of this. I'm sorry if this is boring you all, but it is the real world. A lot of people think this is proof that we're living in a police state right now. I don't buy it. I just think it's lazy cops with tasers. You're only supposed to use a taser if, you know, you're in physical danger or someone else is in physical danger. But they should have escorted the guy out, but not tased the guy. You know what I mean? Just taking him out, drag him out, made him look like an ass. And I don't know if the people clapping when they started clapping there earlier, I don't know if they were clapping in support of him as they started walking him out, or if they were actually clapping because he was so annoying. Thank God that he's leaving. And he also, would like to know, for those of you who didn't know, he did rush the stage. They had already announced that there were going to be no more questions, and he rushed the line and forced himself upon John Kerry to answer his question. But here is the sound of him being shocked with the taser, and we will move on. And we will move on.
Taser on his chest. I mean, this really is ridiculous.
I think you better this situation.
You want to have an auction?
All right, just whenever, and I'm no fan of, you know, I'm no anti-Democrat or whatever this kid was trying to do. Again, he's been known to videotape himself performing stunts around Gainesville. And here the officers are clearly telling him to get on his stomach because they're trying to handcuff him to get him out of the building. And he is resisting. He's putting up with his whole, I have the right to say whatever I want. I have the right to being an annoying asshole. And here's where they give him the juice.
Unfortunately, he's not available to come up here and swear in as president.
Why are they arresting me? Did someone do something here? I'm being arrested.
Because it's a very important question.
What did I do? Get off me! Nobody ever get off me! Get the fuck off me, man! I didn't do anything! Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me!
Yeah, the cop says tase him.
I didn't do anything! Ow!
I'll cut it off there. That taught him though, huh, Milkman? That'll teach him. Stop playing that, Milkman. He sounds gay. Yeah, he got off his little soapbox there really quickly as soon as they gave him those volts. He's like, ow, it hurts. Wah. Anyway, so that is that. Now, the other big event of the year is O.J. Simpson. Milkman, have you been following the O.J. Simpson story?
Yeah, I've been hearing something about it, and I was also on this other story that JMUT6.
Who?
Okay, they got some kids that were were supposedly beating up a white kid, and they're like all black people.
Oh, in Louisiana. In Louisiana, yes.
In fact, Ruben is not even a legitimate case, but they're all still in trouble, even though they can't even prove it now.
Yeah, from what I understand, it was a group of six black kids who beat up a white kid in some middle school in Louisiana, I believe, or some high school, I'm not sure. And they all got found guilty, and some of them are going to be serving 20, 30 years in prison, and they're all 16, which you think is a bit obsessive.
Yeah,
they were fighting in school, but, you know, kids will be kids. It's not fair. So the black communities and Al Sharpton all got their sneakers out, and I think they're going to be doing a march either today, or they did a march today, or they're doing one tomorrow or something, right?
The people from Chicago have been going down there, and all the Black Brothers and stuff were,
oh, man.
Represent.
Yeah. Well, hell, man. Whatever, man. Black power. We support black power here in Madhouse. We're cool with that. We're cool with the black movement.
I want to convince and get our coconut smooth paddling.
You and your fucking coconut. You think you're so funny. Anyway, so we continue on here. With O.J. Simpson, Milkman. O.J. Simpson, what else can I say? Other than, I guess, what the deal is here, of course. I'm pretty sure everybody knows O.J. Simpson was in Vegas for some wedding. He was going to be in a wedding, or was at to watch a wedding. And he found out that this guy had stolen his merchandise, his memorabilia, and was selling it. And O.J. Simpson went up to the room with a posse of dudes and some of the dudes had guns, and they basically stole the shit back. So if you ask me, O.J. Simpson just handled O.J. Simpson's business. And let's go ahead and listen to audio of that, Milkman. This is from our source, The Arm, as always, The Arm. As always, The Arm. Any second now. Okay, maybe that's not going to play immediately. So anyway, have you heard anything of interest other than these three stories we're talking about now? The black kids are in jail, the UF guy who got tasered, and O.J. Simpson is in jail too. Everyone's just getting in trouble with the law, man. In trouble with the law.
Darkness falls away to
this song always fucking starts loud.
Mostly out of Iraq and northern Europe, beginning of the end, and that's why you see that last week. We're saying, all of a sudden, like, you know, we're on stage now, we're going to get a call, you get the stage, a lot of lip service.
Yeah. Lip service, man. I hate lip service, too. Anyway, again, the toll free line is going to be open here in a moment. Again, the toll free line is 1-888-278-8509. Milkman, we do have numbers. We are ready to do prank calls because we have numbers. The news phase of the show is over.
Great news for the madhouse.
What's this great news you have for the madhouse? Hey, here's OJ. OJ's here. Let's listen to OJ.
Don't let nobody out here.
Milkman, it would scare the shit out of me if I had stolen merchandise from O.J. Simpson and all of a sudden I saw O.J. Simpson walk in the hotel room. I think I'd about shit my pants at that point.
But he's in Miami right now.
I thought they let him out. He's on bail.
They actually followed him to his house in Miami.
Oh, what? Are you kidding? They're starting this again with the wall to wall coverage.
Oh my God! They showed a picture of his house. They had like 60 like microwave on the spot, transponders right there, man. Satellite link.
Oh God! See, this is where the media just. Makes me want to take a big shit, you know what I mean?
I took a big shit.
I hate this shit. Here we go. OJ, OJ, OJ. Fuck you, OJ. We're going to do prank calls is what we're going to do. Fuck. Play the music, Milkman. Play my music.
You want to hear the breaking news? How are you listening?
No, go ahead. What's the breaking news, Milkman? Make it quick. Snappy, snappy.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to announce that TV Puppet Cat successfully brought a new batch of Canada Madhouse.
That dog got pregnant again?
Five male pups and one female pup.
That dog got
Madhouse audience.
That whore dog got pregnant again, Milkman. Are you serious?
And I'm telling you what, man, that dog is cranking them out.
The Milkman has a dog who's always pregnant, always giving birth. I had no idea this dog was pregnant again. Milkman runs a puppy mill, everybody, and that's the truth. Just for you, so you know, I'm disgusted.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Boy, if I can't take your sweet kisses, at least you'll be puppy cat back in action.
Okay. Well, hey.
That's right, Madhouse fans, right there. We bring new fans for a few months here.
Yeah. Milkman, this is the weakest start to the show we've had in about 2 months. I don't even know if we have a phone card to do prank calls. Anyway, we need to focus on the pranks, okay? Lonesome Loser, if someone can find out there where that march is supposed to be happening, what city that was in Louisiana, maybe we can get a hold of some motels and hotels, perhaps, that are holding members of the esteemed black communities.
Yeah, man, NAACP or something.
Yeah.
Somebody out there, man.
Yeah.
Googling around. About that.
Anyway, we have a number here from New for a sixth grade teacher named Stephen Mills. Stephen Mills, who has a website with all the rules for his class. There are hundreds of rules for his class, like ones on how to sharpen a pencil or how to throw up if you're ill. Are you serious? Okay, since yesterday, he took his photo and phone number off his site, so don't call too late, otherwise he will be suspicious, he says. And he sends the picture, and I've seen the picture of this teacher. So apparently this teacher puts up rules about about how to throw up if you get sick. I really would like to see that guy's rules for the class. Anyway, so we have his number. This is Stephen Mills, a sixth grade teacher who loves rules, Milkman. Milkman, we're always breaking the rules here, aren't we, man? Okay, I had the wah-wahs there for a second, my friend.
That's a cool song that I sent you, man. Yeah. Whenever I get the chance. Did you hear that song I played on that message I sent you the other night?
No. No, man. I usually erase your messages before I finish listening to them. Hey, what song would you like to hear now, though? What song would you want to hear now?
Let's see. What's my choices? What am I allowed to pick from this?
AC/DC, Bob Marley, Johnny Cash.
Bob Marley?
Yeah, Bob Marley. What do you want to hear? What
Three
kind
Little
of,
Birds?
Which one?
Three Little Birds.
Three Little Birds, Kim Dama. You want to hear that? Oh, man, that's gay. Let me see if I have Three Little Birds. I think I do. Let me see. Searching for the phone.
Got Roots?
Yeah, I got Three Little Birds.
Marley, song Roots?
Three Little Birds. There we go. All right. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back with the first prank call of the night in just one moment. Please.
All right.
Take
the
light off. This is Jive Time Records, everybody. Jive Time Records?
Hi.
How you doing, my brother?
All right.
Good. Hey, we're setting up the bus. We're headed down to Louisiana for the march. We wanted to know if you guys wanted to donate anything.
Wait, you're setting up a who?
We're setting up the party bus to go down to Louisiana for that march. I want to know if you guys wanted to donate or sponsor anything.
You know, it's a good cause. We'd love to, but I don't think we can afford to.
So you guys can't afford not even maybe just a few autographs?
No, nothing.
Oh, come on, dude. What kind of artists you guys have there? Let them know. Let me talk to one of the artists.
Dude, no, we're not. You got the wrong. You're not calling Jive Records. We're just a tiny little record shop in Seattle.
That's what I'm talking about, exactly. You got the satellite office, and then they told me to give you guys a call, see if we can get you to sponsor something. Reverend Run told us to give you a call.
We can't help you. I'm
sorry. Well, Reverend Run told us to give you a call, man.
I can't.
That's
help
fucked
you,
up. You know what he's going to say when he finds out, right? Wait until Diddy finds out, man. That's fucked up, dude. That's really fucked up.
What's fucked up?
That, you know what Diddy's going to say when he finds out, man.
What's Diddy going to say?
He's going to say that's fucked up, just like I said, man. That's fucked up.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry I can't help it.
What about some sandwiches?
What's that?
Sandwiches.
This is a prank call, man.
No. There's no such thing as a prank call in this, you know, about something like this. There's this bus. We're heading down to Louisiana.
From where?
From Seattle.
All right, well, have a good time, and I hope it goes well.
Okay, we just see if you can break in maybe some sandwiches, or maybe, you know,
dude,
that...
I'm a record store. I'm not going to donate a sandwich to
do,
you guys.
Do you sell sodas there, like, you know, like bottle soda?
Nah, dude, we don't sell sodas. We sell records and CDs.
Oh, well, how about some CDs for the trip?
Can't do it.
Well, come on. We'll buy them with just maybe a little discount. Maybe get you to autograph them. Get one of the guys to autograph it.
All right, man. I got to get going.
I need CDs, please. Don't you understand?
Hey, I got someone you can... try Sonic Boom Records or Easy Street.
We need to talk to Jive Records, man.
Dude, this ain't Jive Records, man.
I'm telling you, Reverend Run himself told me to give you a call.
Well, Reverend Run can fucking not do that.
Hey, man.
We're just a tiny shop, and I don't really know if you talk to Reverend Run.
Well, I mean, I got the ID right here. Look, see? Right here. All right.
Yeah, I can see it through the phone.
Oh, that's right. We got a fax, right? You have a fax?
I don't know what that is.
A fax machine.
I don't know what a fax machine is. I know what a saxophone is.
No, a fax machine, or do you have email there so I can send you it?
I don't have an email thing, an email machine.
Do you have a computer machine there?
We don't have a computer machine, only an eBay machine.
Okay, no, but I can send you the fax through it. Can you just press 1 so you can accept it?
No, I can't. I can press hang up, though.
No, just press 1 for me real quick. You'll be amazed at what happens.
If I press 1 right now?
Yeah, you'll be amazed what happens.
What's going
to
happen?
I'm going to send a fax to you.
Through the phone?
Yes.
I press 1, man.
Oh.
This is Neil Hamburger on the phone.
Yes, it is. Neil Hamburger and the Juice. What's going on, brother? You're on 98.6 The Mouth. I would play the sound effect for you, but I forgot to hook up the cable.
Right on.
All right, brother. You're a very cool guy. Say hi to all your fans real quick. Please say hi to all your fans and listeners, please, if you could. All right, bye-bye.
Stupid asshole laughing too much. I was a retarded milkman. Don't fucking laugh. Don't you fucking laugh and not fucking laugh. Whatever. Okay, hang on. Give me a second here to situate myself in just a moment.
Fully working this little shitty job.
I am in the middle of turning on the toll-free line so our callers can call in and call. Be called upon. It's a damn shame we weren't broadcasting on our station.
Yeah,
we shall see. Hang on, everybody. Just a moment here. Let me, Are you in the chat room, dude? Did you make it in there yet?
I can't. Not while I'm on the phone. I just asked you to tell me if I
don't know.
Hello or something.
Just a moment here, Milkman. Keep talking. Because you speak so clearly to everybody.
Hello to all our friends of the Madhouse. Especially our long-standing members. They always welcome back in the party room of the Madhouse. That party at the moment is setting up for special party here.
No, there's the facts. I heard the facts.
But that should partake are welcome to join in.
Milkman, we have breaking news. Milkman, the toll-free line is now open. We interrupt Milkman for a breaking news bulletin. Okay, seriously, we are going to call. And I'm being told that our mouth stream is dead. Like, it's not working. What is going on? Everybody, if you can confirm that out there, confirm if the mouth is closed or is the mouth open. The next prank call is going to be this teacher that I talked about earlier, Stephen Mills, everybody. Okay? Okay. Coming up next, we're going to play a song. I don't know which song. Let's see here. We're going to put in the song machine.
Song. Oh, we got the chat room tonight, Carlito.
Chat room? Have you ever met a girl that you tried? They're all there, man. They're all in the chat room. Don't worry about it. Everybody except for Dr. Lego. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was told this show is so bad tonight, Milkman. We even lost Jonathan. Isn't that bad? Isn't that sad? Isn't that horrible? At least you're still here. Yeah, Milkman's still here, everybody. Okay. We have the Townsmen Inn in Gina, Louisiana. A guy answered there. This is the town. This is where the march is going on. Gina, Louisiana. The march was in Gina, Louisiana. Already happened, huh? Well, hope they freed them. Gonna try to find some open places there. So here, this is from Lonesome Loser. And Lonesome Loser, thank you, man. The hardest working man in Israel. Jonathan's calling back. There's no excuse for hanging up on us.
Jonathan. Nobody hangs up on me, Jonathan. Nobody hangs up on me.
Hey, sorry, that was Lego. For some reason, his phone was acting up. He didn't know what the toll-free line was to call in to you.
No, he's got it. He's got it. All right, dude, look, I'm going to move on with the show, but thank you very much for calling in. All right, bro?
All righty.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Jonathan, everybody.
And coming up next, as I'm saying, is the Townsmen Inn in Gina, Louisiana. Just a moment, folks, for the next prank call.
Yeah.
This is going to be Rotisserie Wallace. Remember him? We haven't talked to him about him in a while.
Yeah, man. I've been here for a long time. Maybe you can put on, Jack Masterson.
And everybody, we have Ted on the line. What's going on, Ted?
How y'all doing?
Let me make sure that you're audible. Okay, there we go. And I can hear myself. Must be working. Dude, is the mouse stream working now? Do you know? I tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Well, thank
God. Yeah, it looks like it's working.
I lost so many listeners tonight because of that. I feel like a fool. I kept wondering, God, there's only one, two listeners on there? I must really suck tonight.
You know, I think it might be that server room host.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that it happens a lot during the day.
Really?
Where you connect and then it plays your intro file, but then doesn't do anything after that.
You know what it was? I was running the, by mistake, instead of running at 22 kilohertz, I was running at a higher sample rate, and I didn't even notice.
Oh.
And I finally found it, and I fixed it, yeah. So that's my fault. That's my fault, because I just had to put an intro file, and it was a horrible nightmare, but it's actually working normally now. So, it's been...
Yeah, it's really weird if the intro file is different than what you broadcast at.
Yeah, all you hear, it won't die, but it'll just play silence. Like, people can tune in, but all they hear is silence. It's really wicked. It sucks, but it's fixed now. It's fixed now. Go ahead.
So, I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Do you have your sound effect for that?
Do you want the crisis or just the breaking news one?
Breaking news.
Okay, it's playing. Go ahead.
I am resurrecting TedWeb, a website that I had a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I bought a virtual server.
Okay.
With, like, several hundred gigabits of bandwidth.
Okay.
And it's, so I plan to, like, have, like, IRC servers on it, Shoutcast servers if you guys want it, but,
nice.
Like, specifically you and KDK.
Okay.
So,
interesting. Well, that's good. So, what was TedWeb? I was never around for TedWeb. Was that a prank call thing, or was it just, a server thing?
Well, it was, like, my website with stuff, like, both prank calls, but other stuff, too.
Okay, so just like your space. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm gonna bring that back to life. I'm probably gonna run like TeamSpeak servers and Ventrilo servers, stuff like that.
That's good. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thanks, I appreciate that for sure. The TeamSpeak one for sure, because we never know where we're gonna lose the one that Milkman and I use when he's back to normal internet connection. He's on tonight though. You can't talk to him. He can't talk to you, but he is able to hear you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you can hear him, he can hear you. So he's listening to you right now. It's good to have him. It's amazing. Talk to you is such a cool thing. Let's join the show from a phone.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking, like, just, it could be like a place where we have a bunch of our web goodies and gadgets, just like stuff that we use to talk to each other.
Exactly. Stuff that makes the show work. I'm trying to light a cigar while I talk to you. That doesn't work.
Oh, I thought you were doing the Jack Masterson voice.
What nobody knows is Jack Masterson is really just smoking a cigar the whole time.
You put mayonnaise on your sandwiches.
I need to put this. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, I bought Cheetos today just for the specific purpose of doing Jack Masterson calls, because I find Cheetos are the best nasty. While I eat Cheetos at the same time as doing a prank call, it comes across as very nasty and fat.
Yeah, like when the saliva mixes with the cheese.
Yeah, it starts
there, and then it turns into like, yeah, that's real attractive.
That orange, fake, bright orange paste that gets in between your teeth. That one, yeah, that's the one. Okay.
Yummy.
Yeah, man. So Boba Johnson, I feel, should call the townsmen in. Did you hear about this whole thing in Louisiana with the kids who were in jail and the black people went down there to march? You know what I'm talking about?
Uh huh.
You do? No, do. Well, the townsmen in is in Gina.
I'm gonna talk about OJ.
Oh, OJ. What's your take on OJ? I feel like he was doing his business, but he did it very stupidly, as only OJ could.
I don't know, man. I think it's really weird that all of a sudden they slapped, like, kidnapping and murder and all these charges on him when all he was in a hotel room pointing a gun at someone, allegedly.
He wasn't holding a gun, though. I don't think he was that dumb to do that, right? Wasn't it the other guys were holding
a gun? Where did the kidnapping charge come from? Like, it's so weird. It's like they charged him with all this stuff, and it doesn't make any sense.
I feel like they're throwing the book at him just to see if they can get something to stick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something, if not anything, you know? And usually a jury, when they're faced with 12 charges, if they want to, you know, get him for something, you know, the more that there is, the more chances is that they'll charge him of a lesser crime. You know what I'm trying to say? If it's a big thing, they'll be like, oh, well, we'll drop the kidnapping charges, but he's going to, you know, be found guilty of, I don't know, conspiracy to commit murder.
Making shit up, hopefully something will get him in jail.
Yeah.
That is so messed up, you know, it's like an icon of whatever, a role model, you know, you let them get away with murder, literally, and then, I don't know, it's just so weird.
You don't think he's innocent of the Goldman Brown murders, do you?
I think he killed those people.
I do too, yeah.
I don't know. I think he's
I think he killed them. I think the white guy, Furman, set him up, screwed it up.
Milkman thinks that Furman, the cop Furman, set him up. That's what
that's how they lost.
And that's why they lost the case, he says. I don't know. There was a lot of DNA evidence, Milkman, that you're not not paying attention to. You know what I mean? I don't know. But yeah. People
well,
saw
it was DNA evidence. Oven overnight or something before he tried it on.
Right.
The glove appeared in a different spot. There were shoes that were not accounted for. So I think what it was did it, but Furman set it up.
Hang on,
make sure
Milkman's talking. You can't hear him, but he's going off. Go ahead, Milkman. No? Okay, Milkman's not going to talk anymore. But Milkman has a bunch of conspiracies that the shoes were found in different places than the gloves or something like that. I don't know. There's still no murder weapon. Where's the murder weapon? Who knows? Well, he flew to Chicago. Maybe he just threw it away at the airport.
Maybe he threw it out of his white Ford Explorer or whatever.
White Ford Bronco. I don't think they even sell the Bronco anymore after that. Okay, do you want to call? You ready to call the townsman in?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, everybody, we're going to try another prank call here. Just a moment. This is Ted from Ted Webb. Is it TedWebb.com? Is that going to be the site?
Yeah, I registered the domain yesterday. Yeah.
With three W's, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some bastard took the one with one W.
With one, so you just had it. Okay.
But he hasn't updated his site since 2002. I don't know. Maybe I could convince him.
Maybe. I'm sending it to you now. Here we go, everybody.
Townsend in.
Hello,
Townsend in.
Hi. I'm in my room right now.
Okay.
And I'm having a little trouble, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Okay, what kind of help do you need?
Well, I seem to have caused some damage to the commode.
Okay.
And so, I was trying to flush the toilet and it didn't work, so I took the top piece off and I unscrewed something that looked like a balloon.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I'm stuck.
Okay, is there like water pouring out or anything?
Well, it's not pouring out, it's just sort of leaking.
Okay, if you can turn the valve off at the bottom of the toilet.
Okay, hold on a second while I do that. Okay, don't go away.
Okay.
I'm going to bring the phone over there. Okay, watch out. Watch out, honey, I gotta work on this. Okay. All right. Okay, got the top off again.
Okay, well, the valve to turn it off will be down at the bottom of the toilet by the floor.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Oh, God! Oh, no. Water's going everywhere. Oh, my God, now it's soaking into the rug.
Turn it the other direction.
Okay. Try that. Oh, my God, it broke off in my hand. What should I do?
Okay, you're going to have to give me a minute, because I'll have to call someone to try to get them to come and help you.
Oh, my God, water's getting into the phone now. I think I'm drowning.
Okay, what room are you in?
Room 115.
115? Okay.
Listen to the water, it's just pouring out.
Okay, let me call someone to see if I can get them to come and help you, and then I'll call you right back, okay?
All right, hurry up. The water's going up to my chin.
Okay, well, hold on just 1 minute, okay? I'll call you right back.
Okay.
You think you really bought that? So, what's this obsession you have with toilet prank calls lately? Like, you're always messing with the toilet and prank calls, like...
To call, press 1.
Hang on.
To your recorded call, press 2.
Let's see here what else I've got. I've got a Walmart in Louisiana, also in the same town.
Okay, let's do a non-toilet related call.
I was going to call about a toilet to Walmart. Okay, well, I'm going to do a fan related call. All right, you feel free to jump in whenever you want, okay?
To place a call, please enter the 10-digit phone number you wish to call, followed by the pound.
All right, hurry up. The water's going up to my chin.
Okay, well, hold on just 1 minute, okay? I'll call you right back.
Okay.
You think you really bought
them? Ask for an oversized.
Thank you for calling Walmart. This call will be monitored.
Oversized what? Pringles?
Walmart Supercenter, how may I help you?
Yes. May I have home improvement, please? Okay, I should ask for what now?
Okay, what are you asking for?
Home improvement, you know, the fans.
Home improvement?
Fans, ma'am. Ceiling fans, ma'am.
Ceiling fans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Okay, so what are you saying now, Ted?
Well, never mind, because now you're calling home improvement.
Oh, fuck. I screwed up. Sorry, we got another Walmart here.
Hardware, James.
Hey, James, how you doing, buddy?
All right.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. Are these fans about over here? I put the damn thing in the shower. Now, most things are waterproof, right?
Get that thing out of the shower.
How so?
Get that thing out of the shower.
Well, now, my friend over here came over, and he seems to think...
Alright, I'm getting out.
He seems to think it's a bad idea to put the ceiling fan in the shower. We're about to turn it on. I'm going to give you a call first.
You got it all hooked up, right?
It is. Got the electric running into it and everything.
Uh-huh. Put the ceiling fan in the bathroom. I mean, how stupid can you be?
What do you know? No, we got a... It's one of those big walk-in showers, you know?
Yeah.
About the size of a good walk-in closet.
Uh-huh.
It's about half the size of a decent bedroom.
Yeah.
Every time I go to scrub my back, I'm going to hit my elbow on that.
Bed. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Anyway, the problem is I'm using a car battery to juice it up. Now, that's not going to...
Wait a minute, that ceiling fan, you got it, it's electric. You got to hook it in your electricity, huh?
Yeah, I got a car battery in there. It's hooked up to it.
Car battery is 12 volts.
I don't know, but I charged it, though.
That's not going to run off a 12-volt battery.
Well, I'm about to... It won't run at all?
He's using an inverter, sir.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought about buying a gas-powered generator, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting that in the shower with me.
That'll stink up the bathroom.
Gasoline smells, you know.
Yeah.
And what's the point?
You can't run that generator indoors. You gotta have it sitting outside.
No, I do that all the time.
Yeah? You do it all the time?
Yeah, well, I have to save on the electric bill, and I'll turn on the generator sometime.
If you run it inside, you're gonna smell the fumes from the exhaust, and that's carbon monoxide.
Well, I like the smell of gasoline. It smells good.
Yeah, but that... Wait a minute.
It reminds me of girl...
Hold on just a minute.
It reminds me of growing up.
Carbon monoxide will kill you.
No, that's what they say.
Yeah, but it will.
No, we had the house checked out for carbon monoxide. It's okay.
Yeah, but that motor, that gasoline motor puts off carbon monoxide.
Yeah, but it puts off the oxygen, too, from the fan.
No.
Yeah. Well, the fan makes oxygen.
Carbon monoxide is poisonous.
No, but the fan's going to make oxygen when it turns on so that it's blow it out.
No, the fan's going to circulate the carbon monoxide.
But there's water that has oxygen in it.
Yeah, but that water's not going to be into that fan.
Yeah, it's going
to... You need to call an electrician.
I'm ready to turn on the generator right now.
I got to go.
He's passing out. I hate doing the talking and eating. That's so nasty and juvenile.
I don't know, though. It sounds really good.
Yeah. Fan in the shower.
Call, press 1.
Okay.
To listen to
like
your recorded call,
okay, so.
In the shower.
To add minutes to your card.
All right. Let me... You ever hear of a Tesco before? Any idea what a Tesco is?
Not a clue.
T-E-S-C-O. There's a guy named Matt who answered in Louisiana. There's also a Circle K in Louisiana we can call. We also have the Gotta Go Grocery.
That's in Louisiana also.
You know, if we want Milkman in on the calls, I could probably patch him in on Skype if he wants to. But he usually doesn't do the calls, right?
No, he doesn't do calls, no. No. He gets a little nervous sometimes. He's like the cheerleader, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Rah-rah, cheerleader, I'm Milkman. Anyway, that was kind of fun. Let's try calling this Circle K.
Okay.
What do you think? Okay. You want to take it? It's your turn.
Yeah.
In the theory of things. Okay, good. Let me see if I can find a song here to play for everybody. Everybody, let us know what you thought of the call. You can reach me here, madhouselive.com. I have all the messengers up there and everything, Stern, Syndicate, whatever. Syndicate Radio, rather. They are listening to us as well. And we'll be back in a moment with the next prank call of the night. Any second now. God, everything is running slow today. I got bad RAM.
Circle K.
Yeah, this is Bubba. The Circle K.
This is Circle K, yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. What y'all got up there good to eat?
We got sandwiches.
Hmm. What you got on them sandwiches, though?
Well, it's sandwiches that are already packaged.
How old is they?
Huh?
I said, how old is they? You made it this morning?
No. They're packaged. I mean, they don't go out of date until the 23rd, 22nd, somewhere along in there.
Hmm. Sounds good. What y'all got to drink?
Well, we got beer, Cokes, Gatorade, Powerade.
You ever notice dudes that come up in there and they buy beer and they open it in the car?
No.
Yeah, I see it all the time when I'm in there. There's some drunk motherfuckers lead up in there.
I hadn't seen it.
Nah, I did. Anyway, so the reason why I'm calling is I'm kind of down on my luck and I need some employment.
Some employment?
Mm-hmm.
Come and apply.
Well, what kind of work can I do up in there? What kind of work you got?
You can run a cash register and stock.
I'm kind of big and ugly, though.
Do what now?
I said I'm kind of big and ugly. I don't think they put me in the cashier.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, God, what? What you talking about? How many ugly cashiers...
Man, go by your looks.
How many ugly cashiers you seen in your lifetime?
I've seen plenty. And besides that, you wouldn't be considered a cashier.
What's the title? What can I put on my resume? You know how you got that objective line in the resume?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know, the seeking position where I can apply my skills and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was down at the YMCA. They was teaching me how to do resume.
Oh, I see. You did that at the YMCA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got some good soup down there, girl, I'm telling you.
I don't know. We'll think of something. Just come put your application in.
You ain't got a lot of Mexicans coming there, do you?
Yeah.
How come the Mexicans always come in after 11 p.m.?
They don't. But most of them come in, I mean, but that may be the time when they get off from work. Why am I having this conversation with you? I don't even know you. Call back sometime when somebody else has got more time to talk to you, Bubba.
Now you can't be rude about it.
Bubba? What a funny chick.
that was good.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Bubba. Call, press 1.
Good old Bubba.
Your recorded call, press 2.
So stupid.
To add minutes to your card, press 3.
Oh, man. Oh, hang on. Let me see. Oh, God.
0.
He's just, like, felt so cheated all this.
No, I gotta go, Bubba. Go, Bubba. You want to call? We got the N. We can try calling that N again.
To place a call, press 1.
I can't ever talk over that thing. Or we can call the inn once again, or we have the, like I said, the gotta go grocery as well. Gotta go grocery.
Gotta go
right now. Okay, let's call the gotta go. I'll start it off since you did the last one.
Alright.
Stay on the line here. Ted's back with us with four more prank calls.
Hey, gotta go.
Hello.
Hey, is this gotta go?
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
Alright.
Good. Hey, you guys got any grits?
Say it again?
You guys got any grits?
Huh?
You guys got any grits?
Grits?
Grits.
What is that?
Grits. You got grits? Sir? Hello, sir? Don't give up on me, please. No one knows, Joe.
How's it so hard to understand? I want a grits. What a bunch of fools, those guys. Anyway, we're back.
Tesco's Bobby.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
I don't know. Who is this?
This is Bubba Johnson.
Bubba Johnson.
Mm-hmm. This Tesco?
This Tesco.
All right, cool. Let me talk to somebody in the garden department.
In the what?
The garden department.
The garden?
The garden department. You know where the hose and the rakes is at?
I don't have nobody like that here.
What you talking about? I said the garden department. You ain't got no flowers, no plants, no...
No, we dug all them up.
You did what?
This is
you
Tesco.
Dug them up? You dug them up, and you not talk about that, because you're in a heap of trouble, Bubba. You said you dug them up. Now,
who
you know, I don't take kindly to grave robbers.
Now, who is this?
This is Bubba Johnson. I want to buy me some tulips.
I've done sold all those, so we're all out of tulips.
Who'd you sell them to?
I sent them to Bubba Hyde.
Where he stay at?
He stays over in Longview.
You dug him up too?
Yeah, we dug him up too.
What does that mean exactly? You dug them all up. What does that mean?
Who is this?
Nah, for real. What does it mean you dug him up? What, you got zombies over there or something?
Yeah, now I need to know who this is.
Oh.
I'm pretty busy.
Yeah, busy digging them up. I don't know what that means. I can't tell you who I am until I knows what that means.
Well, I'm going to let you go there because I'm busy.
I'm busy, too. I'm a busy man. Matter of fact,
me too.
I own a business.
Okay.
Bubba's Plumbing.
Do what?
I own a business called Bubba's Plumbing. You got a leak somewhere?
Yeah. Nah.
Not in your drawers either?
To place a call.
I forgot I was on mute. I hate talking over that thing. Keep it moving. Whenever you hear that, this sound right here, it's unnecessary. They're hanging up. It's me putting myself on mute so I can laugh or make noise.
Oh.
Or break wind.
I heard the phone hang up, though. I heard.
Yeah, well, that one was definitely a hang-up, yeah. I try to do it when they're talking so you don't think that they hung up on you, because that's happened before. We can't call international, unfortunately. Do you have the ability to do that on Skype? Is that what Nunu's telling me?
Yeah, I could call UK.
Did you get that number from him or from Lonesome, or should I send it to you?
You have to send it to me.
Yeah, there you go. What's your rate for international? Do you get free also, or?
No, but it's, like, really cheap.
Huh. I mean, if I had nicer bandwidth here, I would definitely be all over that, man.
Be all over it.
All over it. It doesn't work for shows for me. I just have crappy bandwidth. I'm sure you do
what's
better.
What's your upstream, though?
My upstream is... Well, you know, it's not that bad. It's like... I want to say it's 800. 800 up. It's not a meg up, but I think it's 800 up right now.
Well, that's like what I have.
Really?
I have 800 up.
Yeah. It's gotten better. I used to only get, like, 5 down. I did a few speed tests last night. I was getting right at 7, so I'm like, oh, that's pretty good, actually. pretty happy, so I might go back to Skype. It's a lot easier than this whole dialing and numbers and yada yada.
Thank you for calling Tesco.
Hey.
If you're inquiring about trading hours, please press 1. If you wish to
this is the UK, everybody.
Please press 2.
Do you want to do this one?
Go ahead and start.
Tesco,
yeah, this is Tesco.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Bubba Johnson. I need to talk to somebody about some stuff that's going on over here.
Where are you? Sorry, who's this?
This is Bubba Johnson. I need to talk to somebody in a men's clothing.
There is no one in the men's clothing.
There's no one in men's.
What's the problem?
Well, it's kind of personal. I don't want to talk to you about it. I mean, talk to
but
a man.
There's no one in men's clothing. I'm afraid.
Okay, well, I bought me some drawers, and they don't fit right.
He's winding me up.
No, I'm serious. I bought me some drawers, and they don't fit right.
You winding me up?
Right, you just need to bring them back and return them when you're here next.
Oh, you take back drawers that I use?
No, not that you use.
You won't take back? Now, look, I didn't know they didn't fit until I put them off. I only wore them for a day.
He's winding me up.
What if I wash them in bleach? Take them back? Come on, now, to get all the funky stuff out.
I think the ma'am left us. Hello, ma'am. Wind up. What's wind up about? That's like start me up. Start me up. And put it in my bun. Yeah.
Just call in progress. So she didn't hang up yet.
She's still there. She's a bit thick,
hello.
I think. Hello. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, this is Roger. I work at Tesco.
Tesco.
And also fancy a bum.
And do you vote, Ted? Do you vote? Are you into voting? Are you into that
yeah,
scene?
Yeah, I do vote.
Yeah?
I'm going to hang up on her.
Yeah, hang up on her.
Yeah, I do vote. Yeah.
Good. Just curious. Do you vote in the primaries or just the general election?
I vote in both.
I vote as often as possible. Every November 9th or whenever it is.
I'm under the illusion that it matters.
The illusion. So they say, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, I found out that the precinct that I vote at is one of the ones that in the 2004 election, the vote counting machine was counting them backwards. So more than likely, my vote didn't count in the 2004 presidential election. It's pretty crappy.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing when only like 50% of the population goes out and votes anyway.
Yeah, it's gotten better because in like 96 and stuff, it was like, 30% in the 30s, I think? Something like that. It's gone up since then because of all the controversy after the 2000 election.
I heard on the Daily Show yesterday that something about the Republicans trying to find a way so that all of California's electoral votes don't go Democratic.
Really?
Yeah, they're trying to, like, find a way to get, like, about one-third of the votes be Republican somehow.
Why?
Because they're trying to say that Republicans are an underrepresented minority
okay. In
California.
So that you get to have a handicap, is that what they're saying? Bullshit.
Yeah. So those poor rich white people in the OC are being underrepresented.
Yeah, they can get an extra little boost. 2-3 votes for each of their one they get. Yeah, okay, that sounds really fair. Uh-huh. Can't wait for that, dude. Anyway, you want to do another prank call, or are you going to call it a night here?
I can stay on.
Good. Let's do a few more here before I take a break. I just want to remind everybody that we are, this is Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com, 98.6amount.com. We also are broadcasting on our main station here, I guess, for the night, is sterncyndicate.com, Stern Syndicate Radio. But Ted, you're not a fan of the Stern Show, are you?
I don't listen to it.
But I've
never listened to it, so I have no opinion.
No opinion. No, okay, that's good. Neutral party here on the line with us. I have Sonic Boom Records. We have Easy Street Records here. We've got a grocery store, one of those IGA, whatever they're called, IGA grocery stores.
That reminds me of those, like, companies that sell depilatory creams and all that weird stuff.
What's depilatory?
You know, the hair removal products that they show on TV and, like, the cucumber melon cellulite cream, like those infomercials at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's all crap. We were talking about. You know, the mall here in town, they have a store that all they sell is stuff that you see on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's called As Seen on TV Show. Yeah,
they have one of those in the mall here. I always go in there, but I never buy anything.
Yeah, I get tempted. I see stuff, and I say, that looks kind of cool, but everything looks so cheaply made. You know, all the knives and the different stuff.
You know what? I did buy something there once. I bought a Forever flashlight, like the one that you shake it, and it's supposed to generate power.
You see, that's functional, though. That'll work.
I don't know. It's like, I use it. I've tried using it, and it's like you have to shake it, like, you know, masturbation style for about 10 minutes before you get even a slight beam of light.
You do have to do it for a while. Yeah, it's get like little magnets, and it makes kind of a funky kind of feeling when you move it up and down, kind of deal. It's
yeah,
like
yeah, it looks real legit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I bought Athena a cigarette, like an ashtray that holds all the smoke inside of it so none of the smoke comes out?
Smokeless ashtray,
yeah, for her car, because she smokes and it's disgusting and I hate it. But then again, I'm smoking a cigar right here in the air. Go figure.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to smoke in the car, though. I mean, that's like, if you ever want to sell the car, you'll never be able to.
Yeah, and you get holes in the furniture, it gets in the AC system, and it stinks up everything, and you get ashes all over. You know what? Don't smoke in the car, people. All right? Don't smoke in the car.
Like my dad tries smoking like out the window. Like he'll like inhale and then blow it out the window.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna get every single speck of smoke outside the window.
So this is what the Forever flashlight sounds like.
That sounds pretty bad. I wish you could hear what that sounds like on the air.
All the activity, the Forever flashlight. So I have to do this for 5 minutes to get a small beam of light.
I don't know. I think there might be something wrong with your Forever flashlight because it normally doesn't take that
long. Time. Remember, it was my only purchase from the
store.
I've seen on TV store.
I don't know. I think that might be a defective one, my friend. Yeah.
Karen's asking me where I got this from, and I was like, "You remember my only As Seen on TV purchase?"
She doesn't remember. She doesn't care.
I'm frivolously spending money on Forever.
Yeah, I know. How could you? How dare you? Okay, here's this guy, Mr. Mills. I'm going to read to you the different rules that he has here. Give me a moment here so I can pull that up. Okay, entering the classroom. Quietly enter the room ready to work. The first person entering the room should pass out the papers. Touch any equipment or supplies only when directed. Sharpen any pencils before you begin work. Copy the assignment listed. Begin bell work. Oh my God, this guy's
bell work.
I don't know. Students will receive one late pass per grading period. A late pass will excuse any late assignments. Staple the late pass on the paper and return it during your class period on the next school day. When you are tardy, enter the room quietly. Do not interrupt the teacher. Complete a red tardy slip and list the reason for your tardiness. Staple your pass to the red tardy slip. Place the red tardy slip in the blue assignment box, and then be seated and get to work. End of period. He's got rules for everything. When you need a pencil or paper, do not disturb the class or teacher. If no lesson is being taught or no one is talking, quietly walk to where pencils and paper are kept. Take what you need. Oh my God, this guy's quieting down for the teacher. He's got rules for quieting. When you are absent, do not ask the teacher for your assignment. Go to the missed work folders on the bulletin board. Find the folder. Locate your packet with your name on it. Take it back to your seat. If you do not understand the assignment, use the procedure to ask a question when the teacher isn't teaching. In large letters, write absent in the top margin. Return the completed assignment. Check your CD-ROM for any needed paper. Oh my God, this guy's insane.
Yeah, I think he set it up so that he doesn't even have to do anything.
He's got a whole system for him not to do work except for give his lecture. This guy's in his sixth grade, too. Who want to have this fool as a teacher? This guy sucks.
Yeah, I know, for real. My sixth grade teacher was, like, totally awesome.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, God, we had no homework. She never gave us homework, ever, in that class. The one that I had, my sixth grade class. It was my favorite grade was the sixth grade. I just posted the rules for everybody in the chat room. If you want to check that out. Ted, would you like to call him? I'm ready to call him and complain. I'm going to tell him that
I'm looking at it. On classroom management procedure.
Yeah. I'm going to say
I think this guy has, like, some kind of control disorder.
Well, he thinks he's in college. Getting a drink. You will not be able to leave class for a drink. Don't ask. That's it. Man, how many different... I'm trying to see the number of issues in his FAQ, F-A-Q, whatever. Is it FAQ or F-A-Q? How do you pronounce that? F-A-Q?
I say FAQ.
FAQ, I do too.
Close to being vulgar.
Yeah, 39. I guess, 39 total. Traveling in the hall, walk to the right of the hallway or stairs. Talk only if necessary and use 2 feet voices. Running is permitted only in gym class. Yada, yada, yada. All right, well, I'm going to call, if you don't mind being the son or something, I'm going to call as the father. We're confused as to how to handle some situation. You understand? Okay. All right, hang on, everybody. The next prank call to the crazy teacher.
Hi, this is Stephen Linda. We are busy right now.
They're not going to answer. Bollocks, dude, bollocks. All right, I'm going to go take a break.
All right.
Ted, thank you for calling in, man. It's always great having you on the air.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Everyone look out for Ted, www.web.com.
Web. The one with one wa.
Okay, yeah.
Very strange site.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to go there. I'm going to make sure there's nothing bad, like Lemon Party or something. But anyway, yeah, Ted, I'll talk to you about your services, man. That's an awesome deal. Remember, you're always welcome to be on this stream if you want to also, man.
Okay.
Hey, did you get to hear the Turd Burglar show last weekend?
I caught part of it.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. I only heard parts of it, too, but I understand it was pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a decent monotone voice, like it broadcasts well.
Yeah, he's got a good broadcast voice, that's right. He was doing some funny stuff. All right, dude. Ted, thanks for calling in, man. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
All
right, Ted, everybody, Ted.
Big Ted on the mouse stream. Ooh, echo. That's better. Hey, everybody. We are continuing on with the show. I got to take a break. I'm going to turn that down a little bit. Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com, sterncyndicate.com. Just want to mention here real quick, everybody who may not know, Zolar will be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Zolar and the Zolar Vision. Zolar Party Nation, everybody, tomorrow night. Be sure to listen to that here on sterncyndicate.com, my favorite website on the internet. Milkman, of course, will be on Saturday night with Milkman's Milk Corner. Milkman, good luck with that.
Right.
That's right. Milkman, any thoughts on the first hour of the show, man? Moving slow, but moving nonetheless. We've had worse. We've had better.
We just had a couple minor difficulties. That's how we came out on the whole pretty good. I was laughing.
Yeah.
With Johnson and you.
Yeah. Anyway.
To the next half.
That's right. The next half of the show, we'll be back. We'll be back with more prank calls. Again, the toll-free line, if you want to reach us here tonight, remains the same. 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight, where you can reach us, is 1-888-278-8509. I do want to mention that Turd Burglar is also now doing a show every Saturday night around midnight, Eastern Standard Time. That's the Turd Burglar Show. Very talented prank call. He's friends with the Phone Losers of America. Did an awesome call here. That's on 98.6 The Mouth, 98.6TheMouth.com, as well as MadhouseLive.com. Saturday nights at midnight Eastern Standard Time, Turd Burglar. Be sure again to visit our website for our podcast, our prank archives, our show archives, everything else that's there. I understand that the Stern Syndicate site was down last night. I don't know if it's back up tonight. I hope they get up as soon as possible. My services are available to you folks at Stern Syndicate to help you guys get back online as soon as possible. I love you guys. Dino's a cool guy. I just want everybody to know now that I'm really cool. Dino, I talked to him on the phone personally last night. He just wanted to relay some information to me on Stern Syndicate and how you guys work. And I'm very happy and fortunate to be a member of the Stern Syndicate family. Of course, I'm friends with Zolar, good friends with Zolar. I've worked with Rev in the past before. He's okay. That kid Rev's got the juice. As I always say, what's up, Rev? Anyway, so we'll be right back in just a moment. We're going to be coming back with some more prank calls. Let me see if I can tell you exactly what's coming up next. We have Elizabeth Bolton. Elizabeth Bolton in Ireland coming up next. We also have Mugs and Jugs Sports Bar and Grill in Washington State. We've got Gypsies Trucking in Washington State. Washington State, uh-huh. And we might even call the Fuck You Bitch Motherfucker guy.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
Anyway, during the break, we're going to be playing some music here. We're also going to be playing a classic prank call. I don't know if you heard this one, Milkman, but stay tuned. Stay on the talk show line there so you can hear that. That's an awesome prank call made to us here by Reclude on our last show 2 weeks ago. And, of course, this show will be updated on the podcast by tomorrow evening. It's here for the podcast, everybody. All right, it's 11:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the mouth. We'll be right back with more show. We'll be back in just a moment, folks.
It's too doggone late. Yeah.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma test this guy. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck.
Why don't you
the fuck are you?
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just someone died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh!
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Uh-huh. Madhouse Radio is back on here, everybody. Doing what we do.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
That's right. Sup, Milkman? How you doing there? How do you fare? I guess... Oh, there you are, Milkman.
I'm on mute.
There you go. You're off mute now, man.
Oh, no. Let directly, man. He's killing me.
Bad call.
Funny.
I got a big black gun.
That guy wasn't too happy with
me. You see what happened? Well, let me explain that for y'all. Reclude said that he could do any prank call character that KDK does 10 times better. So he actually started off doing, like, you know, Jill Rosenthal and everything. And I kind of think he was right. Reclude did a better job doing KDK's characters of Jill Rosenthal and Ed Rosenthal.
Backing me up, man. He's great.
Yeah, that's a funny.
I love hearing Reclude.
The big black gun call.
Come back a long way. Hell, I was even on his first show, man.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So everybody, like I said, be sure to stay tuned here. We're going to do some more prank calls before we call it a night. It is now midnight. It's Friday. The unofficial start to the weekend is upon us. And what's up to all of you in Stern Syndicate? Milkman, I'm going to give you the total numbers here for Stern Syndicate tonight if you're ready. The biggest member of our network.
All right. What's our big tally?
Let's see if I can get that here. 21 listeners live. We've had a total of 196 listeners tonight on the Stern Syndicate Network, everybody. So good work, Stern Syndicate. You guys rock. StearnSyndicate.com, everybody.
What are we doing on our chat room? Who all we got missing in our chat room?
In the chat room, we have...
W Live, man.
Lonesome Loser, Tuck, Ted Webb's in there hanging out. We got Clay. Nunu was in there until earlier. Well, Nunu's still in there. We got Big Repo.
I mean, he's a wanker anyway.
He is. Saigon's in there, of course. Saigon, what's up, my nigga? Hyper, Cerberus, all those other dudes. On the other side, Zolar is in there still. I see. We got a lot of people. The Godfather in there. Earth Dogs is up. What's up, Earth Dog? Rev is in there. Got some others that I don't recognize here. Rocky, Saigon again. They're all there, man. What's up to Gina, DJ, BJ Eyes also. What's up, girl? How you doing?
I'd like to say hello to all our friends out there in the chat room. I can't join you right now, but my connection only allows me one. course or another, and I decide I'm going to be right here.
Good. Hurry up and get your internet service fixed, man, so we can get you back on the regular. On the regular, you know what I mean?
Hurry up soon.
I need my lieutenants back.
If all goes well as planned, there'll be some upgrades there to our service, and I might even do some mobile madhouse for you guys again.
The mobile madhouse Mercedes, that's right. Gangrene just checking in to the Madhouse Radio Network. What's up, Gangrene? Welcome in.
Hey, Gangrene. All right, there's that good guy.
Man,
that
good
guy there, he's got a heart of gold.
He does.
Well, she'd call in again sometimes. But, you know, he does some really great stuff. I need to call it.
Anyway, so I don't see the dead anywhere, though. Anyway, so the what I wanted to talk about here. Fuck, I forgot now. You confused me, dude. I was going to talk about something important, but I totally forgot what it was. Anyway, so prank calls are what we need to talk about.
That sounds good to me.
Here comes Elizabeth Bolton. Elizabeth Bolton in just a moment here, everybody. Look, man, I don't know what's going on tonight, but whoa, that's too loud. That's one thing. I don't know what's going on tonight, but we can't get any phones, any calls to go through, man. I'm trying to call England now, and I just keep getting errors whenever I try to call. Having trouble with the, whatchamacallit, the phone card.
Phone card?
Phone card is being, ugly. Being a bitch with me tonight. You gotta love Crystal Light, man.
Never appear by next. Before the next show, I'll have a card again. I have our famous, old madhouse card.
Awesome, dude. Thank you. We need to talk
That'll
after
be
the
one
show.
More option.
We need to talk after the show, by the way. I'm thinking about cutting the show off because I feel bad for all the people who stay tuned in, but not much in the way of numbers that we can call right now, because all I really have right now stocked up would be international.
Actually, everybody that tunes in and does partake and enjoys the madhouse realizes that the show is all about you, and the listener can provide numbers for us, people that need to play along with our jokes here in the madhouse. And right in the car, Lito. Got a half dozen ways for you to catch with the mad out and take your part too.
Yeah, man. What you said.
I'm talking about.
A nail posse, my name up in lights, and I am.
Indeed, you know how. www.madhouselive.com. Check in there. Actually, join our newsletter too. Keep up with what's going on in the madhouse.
I haven't sent sent out a new newsletter like in 2 months, man. You know what I mean?
That's all right. Soon enough, I'll be back. I'll kick something out for you guys. And hey, a little bit of stupidity with the milkman as well, man.
Yes. Excuse me, I'm tired. There's stuff that I want to talk about, but. Why even drag drama back into this whole thing? There's just stuff. You know what I mean? Just
drama. Well, drama stuff.
Always something going on.
More fun to have fun, I mean.
Yeah, so everybody, if you want to call in, now's your chance. If not, we're going to start closing up the show here because we, Lonesome Loser's taking a break right now. We're having trouble getting international calls to go through.
Yeah.
But there's nothing
wrong
with
it. Got a friend out there, I'm sure, that you're listening right now that would be glad to have a wonderful joke.
We can play another Reclude call that we haven't played yet.
Oh, please, man. Love Reclude calls. You guys got to understand, man. Anytime I hear Reclude, man, I've always been a Brandon fan of Reclude, and he's well loved here in the Madhouse. Definitely a thousand member.
Hey, Milkman, let me ask you something. have you noticed that,
sir,
like, when you smoke weed, sometimes if you listen to stuff in stereo, it can kind of scare you sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, it pops up from like, your music perception is, like, enhanced. You know what I'm talking about?
Actually, yes. I recall that there's some strange occurrences that do occur. You bust in there a little bit of weed. It is one of them. Side effect have
that. Yeah, now what's Pink Floyd is really good for that kind of thing, right? Like you kind of the way you
oh, listen, I love Pink Floyd.
The way you listen to Pink Floyd, you get your mind altered however you want to do it, and you play the album from beginning to end. That's the best way to experience Pink Floyd, right?
Oh, yeah, man. If you actually are a Pink Floyd fan, man, you just pop the headphones on. Something like Dark Side of the Moon is a matter of fact.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just play it from the beginning of the CD to the end.
I know.
Get headphones on and turn up to a decent volume, and you hear the stereophonic panning and such going on. And
it's wicked
really
stuff.
Pay attention, man. I actually feel like parts of the music are moving around the room there.
Yeah, it's trippy. I know. You smoke yourself.
Voila, having fun.
You roll yourself a blunt. You take yourself a nice. Smoke yourself a few bowls. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it takes, whatever type, whatever you do. You listen to yourself some Pink Floyd. I'll tell you what, man. That is a night at home well spent. So.
Hey, man, that's definitely a good head stash right there.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to play.
Some people got this idea that, you know, oh, Pink Floyd, and it's all depressing and shit. No, it's not. Actually, Pink Floyd covers a lot of common things that we face every day in our reality and always had the opportunity to speak about. And they touch quite a few concepts. And it's actually a refreshing, very realistic form of music. So I've always been a major fan of Floyd, as you can see. So
yep.
It comes highly recommended from here in a madhouse. Headphones, a couple books, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd is something. I don't know what else is out there. A lot of people like to, you know, do the Bob Marley thing. I'm not too big on smoking and listening to Bob Marley. Because it seems every office I've worked at, there's always Bob Marley playing. Someone likes to play Bob Marley on Friday. Every office I've worked at. Friday's like, oh, you get to come in jeans, and we play Bob Marley at 4 p.m. It's like, fuck that shit, dude. Fuck that. Bob Marley's so overdone, you know.
I hear lots of Bob Marley here, man. He's very, very big here, man.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, you're in the islands, man. Isn't he like revered like Pele kind of, or Che Guevara? It's like Che Guevara, Bob Marley, and Pele.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, some of the stations around here, that's like the mainstay of the music. Yeah, I'm like local artists, et cetera, too. But you know, it's really hard to beat if you listen to all of them. Bob Marley actually kind of really created the whole genre, and if you hear everybody else do it, they borrow so much from him. It's kind of almost feel like you listen to a clone, or maybe like a nickel copy.
Right.
You hear them all, and then you hear some Bob Marley. You're like, oh boy, now I see
like,
what it's all about.
That kid, Sean Paul. He's a sellout, man. I don't like Sean Paul at all. I don't appreciate
Sean
Paul's
all right, but he's reggae. He's definitely not roots, you know.
No.
Bob Marley's what you would term as roots.
Exactly.
And
but
they termed as roots, what they mean is like it's the founder, it's the original sound, it's the creator, it's the spark or whatever. And Sean Paul kind of like has taken it to a newer crowd, and it's really popular in the Latino crowd here. Everybody likes the reggaeton. Almost all the Latinos love the reggaeton.
I hate reggaeton, man. I can't stand reggaeton. It's the same beat. Like I hear the Eddie Garcia, you know, yo, what's up? Yo, I got my reggaeton. All you hear from the distance, like, you know, it's the same beat over and over again. All the reggaeton's like, it's like, fuck, that's so boring. I don't know. It's reggaeton is just so mindless and retarded. I don't like it. Milkman. Hold that thought. We're going to play Mr. White Devil by Recluse. This is a prank call. It's five minutes long.
Excellent, man.
Mr. White Devil. Recluse calls what does he call now? He calls the nation. He calls one of those Muslim, black Muslim. You know what I mean? I forgot which one it is. Like it's like some kind of university.
Oh, yeah.
University
right.
of Black Islam or something like that, I think it was called. Anyway, so he calls as a black man at first, and then he changes into the White Devil, everybody. Here we go. Reclude.
UALC. Hey, what's up, my man? Salaam alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
What's up, man? I want to join y'all. What I got to do?
Well, now.
What I got to do, man? I got my beret, man. I got my beans.
Hey, you need to get over here.
Ready.
Get over here, like, quick. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that black power, man.
You know what I'm
marching.
Black
marching.
Marching. Oh, man, come on.
Shit, man, I'm going to get in one of them stomp lines.
Hey, Stomp the yard.
Yeah, what's up, man? Tell me something. So tell me something. Preach on me.
Preach on you? Well, now.
Yeah.
We, as a people, you know, first I need you to start with, you know, repeat after me. Say, I am somebody.
I am somebody.
That's what I'm talking about. I am
That's what
somebody.
I am somebody. I know. I feel you. I am somebody. You know what I'm saying? I always felt that. You know what I'm saying? I've been telling everybody that last week.
Oh, yes, sir, my friend.
All right. So what else I got to do? What's step number two?
Oh, step number two. Oh, wow. All right. It's pretty late here.
Okay, and, well, hold on a second, man. I got somebody who wants to talk to you real quick.
All right, I'm in. Will, they're on their way here.
Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
This is the white devil. This is the white devil. We are going to take all your money. We are going to enslave you with money.
Oh, wow.
Money and gold. We like to sell you rings. We sell you people diamonds. And you buy our diamonds.
Okay. Well,
we own KFC.
Wow. Very good. All right.
And we like, we grow, we want the melons with our seeds. We are genetic engineers.
All righty then. Ooh.
We buy stock in FUBU.
Right. All righty then.
Pretty late.
Wow.
Farrakhan is a bastard. Farrakhan is a devil. He works for the white man. He is just leading you astray.
Okie dokie now.
We are going to come and take all your African hats.
All righty then. Yes, sir. Very good, Mr. Devil it was?
White devil. That's white devil.
Mr. White Devil, very good. All right. Yes, very informative. And thank you for that bit of information, sir.
You know, I actually like your woman. I like their big asses. However, they need to straighten their hair.
Well, now, if you spoke a little clearer.
Thunder out. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Okay. Now, can you understand me?
Loud and clear, Mr. White Devil it was.
Okay, well, here's what's going to happen. I am going to create a new drug. First, I created heroin. Next, crack cocaine. You know what my new drug is?
Is it rap music?
No, it's going to be a diamond you can snort.
A diamond you can what?
I gave Richard Pryor his free base.
Wow, what a bargain. What
yes, and he ran down the street going,
wow, shit! What
yes,
a...
like anybody.
What a bargain. Man.
Yes, he loved it. Now, listen, I must bid you leave right now.
Yes, sir.
I am going to hang out with Colin Powell and take the rest of his soul.
Hey, handle your business. And by the way, you're doing a great job.
All right, thank you very much. I'm very proud of my work.
Yes,
and the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to the white party with P. Diddy. You know why he has the white party? It's in honor of me.
Yes, very good. All righty then.
All right, well, you have a good sleep, and if you ever want to sell your soul to me, just call on White Devil. He'll be right down. We are three, and we are one.
Okie dokie, White
Devil.
Goodbye,
my son. Goodbye, my son.
I'm not your son, but hey, peace out.
Well, you're not my son because I disowned you, but if you ever want to sell your soul, just let me know. If you ever want to work for the man, I'm here for you.
All right. Very good.
All right. Have a good sleep, and praise White Devil. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Oops. I had to turn my mic up. Hey, Milkman, wasn't that funny? Wasn't that great?
That is a classic.
Wasn't that special?
He switched over and his voice wasn't even in a voice changer, but it still sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I like how he had to clear out the thunder. Let me clear out the thunder. Okay.
Clear the thunder.
Yeah, clear the thunder out of his voice. Oh, man. Okay, so we're going to try this number. We're going to try this number. We have American.
You heard from him lately?
Who? Reclude? Today, he said he was going to be busy. Yeah. He said he was going to be busy tonight, but he was out there. You know,
he was going to New York last time, I think I heard him.
Yeah, I don't think he's gone yet, but he said he was staying in tonight, whatever that means. Okay. He didn't make it. Okay. We have more numbers here in America that we can call immediately. We can also try that Irish number in a little bit. But for the time being, we're going to call the Aziz Convenience Store in Texas. Aziz, A-Z-I-Z Convenience Store. Just a moment, folks.
Aziza.
Gaziza.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you doing?
Good. I have a question, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have dirty magazines?
Excuse me?
Do you have magazines?
No, sir.
No magazines at all?
No, I think
so. Does it have any reading material? Nothing I can read. The reason why I ask, do you see me? I'm around the corner here, sir. I'm going to flash my lights at you. You see me?
Yeah, no, they don't carry anything like that.
No, look, but I'm across the corner. You see me? I'm flashing my lights at you over here, funny.
Oh, okay.
I had an accident in my pants.
Oh, okay.
Do you think maybe you could come out here and bring me some toilet paper? Do you think you could come out here and bring me some toilet papers?
We don't have any right now. We have everything tomorrow.
No, but I need toilet papers. I had an accident in my pants.
Yeah, I cannot go out right now.
Do you see my car? I'm over here flashing my lights right now. You see?
No.
Hey! You hear me? Hey! I had an accident in my pants. Please bring me some toilet papers. Please. One ply, two ply, I don't care. Please, just need some toilet papers. Sir?
Yeah?
Do you have rubbing alcohols?
Excuse me?
Do you have rubbing alcohols?
No.
Do you have anything I can clean with? Do you have a mop?
No.
You don't have a mop?
Huh?
Sir, you don't have a mop? You're supposed to have a mop. That's regulations. I'm going to call the State Department on you, sir.
Okay.
You don't have a mop, I'm going to call the State Department.
Okay.
They'll come down and shut you down if you don't have a mop, boy. Please come bring me my toilet papers or I'm going to call the State Department on you tomorrow morning. Please. Please. Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
I hate the poopery.
You son of a bitch.
Get a poopery.
He was there the whole time, that idiot. That fucker.
Get a poopery.
And we're going to call Dundee Bistro. Dundee Bistro, everybody. Yeah, Dundee Bistro.
Where may I help you?
Hello, Laura?
Yes?
Is this a Dundee Bistro?
Yes, it is.
Ma'am, are you still seating? It's okay if you're not. Look, I'm outside. You see me? I'm flashing my lights right now.
I do not see you.
I'm okay, but I had an accident in my pants. And I was wondering, do you have a mop? Or maybe I could key myself, or you have some toilet paper?
We'll see what we can get for you. Hold on, please.
I'm flashing my lights right now. Hello? Oh, he's not fucking with me, Milkman. Because this is serious. Any second now. Again, if you want to call us here toll-free tonight, it is
888-278-8509. Yeah.
Milkman, talk to the people.
Right, yeah.
uncontrollable urge.
Oh, wow, right here. Some more classic beats right here.
You're so...
Got a doobie, you got a brother.
Doobie Brothers, everybody, on the mic. I get tired of holding, I'm going to call right from one. I'm going to call.
Michael Mann.
We're going to call back.
He's like the big man. But he switched to the quarter pounder. And he came back with Mega Man.
Back in here long ago. Shut up.
I'm calling the Dundee Bistro. This is Laura. May I help you?
Laura, why did you hang up on me?
I'm sorry, what?
Why did you hang up on me?
I didn't. I got back online and I said hello, hello, and there was no answer.
Well,
so I hung up then.
The machine, and I have a phone machine, and it says disconnected. By person. It said by person on it. Person. It said your person. Who is the person over there that hung up the phone?
Who is the person over here? What?
It said I asked the operator who hung up the phone, and she said it was probably a person.
So. Probably a person.
Well, when we got disconnected, I called the operator first, and I said I was talking to Laura. I need to talk to Laura, and she said, honey, I don't know what it is. And then I went ahead and...
I came back online, and you weren't there.
The operator, I called her back, and she said that someone hung up the phone. And I asked her, are you sure? She said she looked in the computer, and it said, hang up by person. She said, ask the person. She said, ask the person. The operator said, ask the person. I'm not accusing, it's just... I had an accident in my pants. I'm incontinent. And I'm here.
There actually is, hold on just one second.
I just need something to clean with, please. I'm embarrassed to come inside. Oh. Milkman, take it away.
I'm sorry.
Is
this Laura? Okay. Is this Laura?
Yes, it is.
Laura, here's the problem. I'm embarrassed to get outside.
Well, you would have to come inside in order to take care of anything.
But I was maybe thinking that you could send one of the boys and maybe give me a towel or a mop for myself to clean up with because I made a mess in my pants. I need to clean it.
Well, why don't you just head right next door to the Quick Mart and they can help you.
Ma'am, I made a mess in my pants. I can't. I was hoping someone over there would be kind enough to do me the favor, bring me a paper towel or two or the mop. Do you not have a mop? You don't have a mop? Because I heard on 2020 that if you don't have a mop, the State Department can shut you down. The State Department. Laura, please, you're supposed to bring the mop out if I ask. It's the Good Samaritan law.
Place a call, press 1.
Damn it.
To listen to your recorded call, press 2.
You know, I just realized, Milkman, I changed the voice of that to the man's voice.
For customer service,
I changed the voice. I'm so stupid. I'm going to listen to that when we hang up.
Milkman, what's up? Milkman, let's listen to that prank call. Let's listen to that last damn prank call we did so we can hear how it sounded with the changed voice. I forgot that I had changed the voice on it. So I'm reloading the page here in a moment, folks. We're going to have a Madhouse instant replay. How about that, Milkman, huh? Anything else we can talk about, Milkman? Anything else going on? No?
Well, sorry for anybody out there that has a home loan.
Right. The whole housing market.
When you join the ranks of the homeless, we'll join the ranks of the majority.
The housing market is right here, right now. That's what happened to Dr. Lego. Did you hear? Dr. Lego lost a lot of money in the stock market, and he stopped doing the show.
Lost a lot of money on what?
On the stock market. In the thousands. Oh. In the thousands. Look, man. In the thousands. Hundreds of thousands, I think. No, tens of thousands. Let's...
Wow.
Let's talk to Dead Dead. I think this is Dead Dead.
Caller, you're on the air. This is Madhouse Radio. Go ahead.
Hello.
Dad, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hey, hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little quiet today, you know?
Oh, I see.
I'm sad.
What, you fucking not feeling the fucking slow, motherfucker, or what?
No, I'm not feeling the slow, no.
You're not doing no fucking heroin or something, man?
I'm not into heroin, okay? I'm not into that at all. That's stupid. Where did you get that from? That stupid.
Carlito, man.
You get that from a straight to DVD movie, man.
Dude, you're fucking Carlito, man, though, man.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, Carlito, the way, you know, the original movie, man. Yeah. Where he gets fucking killed at the end.
That's good. So, what have you been doing with your life, buddy? Are you still going to film school, or what are you doing now?
Nah, I'm not doing nothing. I'm a fucking loser. I'm just fucking sitting at home fucking masturbating no fucking day.
I'm sorry. Are you drinking still?
Yeah. What? I got a new manager, though.
Okay, a new manager?
Yeah, she's on the line with me right now.
Okay, go ahead, manager. The dead's manager.
Emmy.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, is this that Emmy Rose chick?
Yeah.
What's up, Emmy Rose?
Not much.
What's your website?
A little sick. I sound stupid.
Oh, that's fine. Can you give us your website that's like impossible to find?
What do you mean impossible to find?
Because it's like Lost Boys with like three Z's.
No, two Z's.
Why would you do that? It's so hard to find.
I don't know, because that's the nickname they always use, so that's why I did it that way.
Oh, man. All right, so do you guys do shows, or is Deded involved with you? He's in your stable now? You signed Deded? Wow.
I don't know. He hasn't done one with us yet, but, I mean, he's come in to the chat room with us before, but...
Oh, it looks like we're... Deded's find the new camp
thing. We're still trying to tweak out the whole stick'em chat thing.
Oh, okay. Then we'll stick to Shoutcast, you know? Stick to Shoutcast.
Yeah, I do. I usually do Drunken Friends Radio where I DJ for. That's where I've been broadcasting our shows, but I'm trying to figure out how I can do it both at the same time, you know, so it doesn't bog down my computer.
Oh, yeah. You need a good bandwidth to do that, my dear. Good luck with that.
Yeah, and I don't have very much. So.
Yeah, good luck with that. Well, we have slots available on the Madhouse on the mouth, so you're always welcome. What time do you do a show normally? Is it like a Wednesday night thing, or what is it exactly?
Usually Monday nights, really late, like around 11 after 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, well, we have 45 stereo slots. If you ever wanna go on, you're more than welcome to do your little show on there. No problem. All right. So the dead guys, I'm gonna move on. Do you want to do a prank call for some reason here?
No, I don't want to fucking do anything.
Okay. All right. What about you, Emmy Rose Aura?
No, I'm not going to prank call, and I just produce whatever.
Right. Okay, good. All right, everybody. I'm going to call the Beverly Hills Center for Sexual Medicine, and thank you for calling, all right?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Dedad, everybody, Dedad.com, and Lost Boys with three Z's and a W. .biz.
TheDead.com, what the fuck?
TheDead.com.
Yeah, right. Fuck you, man.
Crazy bastard.
When you used
to... Yeah, right. What are you drinking now, vodka?
I did some Manhattans and shit today.
You did?
I drink fucking whiskey and fucking sweet Vermont, and I fucking mixed them and did some fucking Manhattans.
What's sweet,
you know?
Vermont? What's sweet Vermont? What's that? Sweet Vermont?
Vermouth.
Oh,
you know,
Vermouth.
Yeah,
vermouth.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like
okay,
a party.
Man.
Whiskey,
yeah.
And vermouth. Wow, man, that's...
Yeah.
All right,
that's
man.
That's in Manhattan, yeah.
Today we pray for you every night, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You drinking Manhattans? Okay. Isn't that a gay drink? That's like a cosmopolitan, right?
That's fucking pretty cool, man.
You drink girl drinks. Manhattan's a girl drink.
I drink Manhattan, man.
That's a girl drink. That's a girl drink.
Vodka martinis and fucking gin martinis and shit, man.
You drink girl drinks, man. Manhattan, that's for girls.
Isn't that like
the Cosmopolitan, the Manhattan, those are all the girl drinks?
Yeah, you put some fucking heroin in your shit, man.
You drink fuzzy navels, you pussy. You vagina.
You fucking put some fucking heroin in your fucking drinks.
You drink sex on the beach.
Heroin dealer, Khalido.
You drink sex on the beach.
Fucking heroin dealer.
Hey.
Where's the fucking milkman, man?
He can hear you. You're not allowed to talk to him.
Oh, milkman can go, call me later, man. Call me later, bro.
Okay.
Come on, man.
All right, kids. Okay. Bye to dad.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya, man.
Yeah,
fuck
bye.
You, man.
Yeah, fuck
bye.
You, too. Bye.
Fuck you. Fuck
yeah.
you, too,
Fuck
man.
You up your ass.
Fucking asshole.
You whiskey gay drinker.
Dude,
drinking
fuck
girl
you,
drinks.
You motherfucking
You drink wine
drink
coolers, you vagina.
Man.
You're such a girl. I bet you like
it.
I went away with
I drink spiritus, too, motherfucker.
Uh-huh, yeah, you drink wine coolers is all you drink, I bet. Wine coolers.
Hey, you know what? You know what spiritus is to you, motherfucker?
No, it sounds like another girl drink. What is it?
No, that's a 192 grain alcohol.
Wow.
192 proof.
Yeah, you put a drop of that.
Natural.
You put a drop of that. You put a drop of that, and you. What do you chase it down with, huh?
Fuck you, man.
You chase it down with apple juice?
Fuck you in hell, man. Fuck you, man.
Do you put
fuck
your alcohol
you,
in...
You,
do you,
you
eat your alcohol in applesauce?
Yeah, fuck you, you motherfucking asshole.
Oh, my God. I heard... You know what I heard? That you take a shot of whiskey, you put it in a big bowl of applesauce, and then you eat the applesauce. That's
hey, you know what?
You're a girl.
Go fucking fuck KDK up the ass and get fucking Super A's.
I will make him humble. Humble.
Get
him.
Fucking Super A's, man.
Fuck him in the ass and break his back.
He's a fucking Super A's, motherfucker, man.
Super A's. He's got AIDS, too.
Huh?
AIDS,
fuck you,
too.
Man.
Fuck you, go away. Dad, I'm hanging
you
up
go
on
away,
you.
Motherfucker.
You're not allowed
you
to call
away.
In ever again.
Come on, man.
Until you
fuck
drink
you.
Like a man. You show me your dick, and I'll let you back on.
Yeah, so, fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't show you my cock right now, but, you know, people's in the fucking house, so I'm not going to fucking show it to you. Man.
Yeah, all right. Well, you keep drinking your wine coolers, buddy. I'm going to go. Bye-bye, my friend.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah,
bye.
Fuck you, too.
Bye. I love you, gangrene, man.
Gangrene. Ah, they're dead. Milkman is off of mute now. What are you doing? Got to mute him. Milkman just destroys everything that he touches. Anyway, that was the dead, everybody. That was just joking around. We love the dead. The dead's cool. He's a good kid. Milkman, turn that music down. Now. What is that? What's wrong with you? You know we're on the air.
I'm on mute, so I decided to do a little concert here, man.
Well, stop that. You're not paying for that electricity. Stop it. You're stealing it. Okay, we're going to play that call now.
All right.
Stop it.
So somewhere back in the long ago.
Thank you for calling the Dundee Bistro. This is Laura. May I help you?
Laura, why did you hang up on me?
I'm sorry, what?
Why did you hang up on me?
I didn't. I got back online and I said hello, hello, and there was no answer, so I hung up then.
The machine, and I have a phone machine.
Who is the person over here? What?
Oh, this sounds like shit.
I asked the operator who hung up the phone.
Yeah, this sounds like crap. Milkman, turn that off. It sounds funnier to hear it like regular, despite the fact. Milkman, are you still playing music over there? Whatever. Milkman, we have a special caller on the line.
Oh.
Manhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Am I on
Yes, you are.
Hello. This is Patch Jameson. Or should I say Patch Jameson's tapeworm.
Okay.
Hello, my good friend Carlito.
Hello, tapeworm. How are you, sir? We meet again.
We have much to talk about.
Tell
me
what...
I know that you and Patch Jameson have, from what I hear, have had some differences, should I say.
Perhaps. Could you please tell me what Pat Jameson has been eating lately?
Oh, well, infected ham from Chop and Save. Even before it was Hannaford, there were some leftover ghetto Chop and Saves. So that's why I found my way in.
This is a very Halloween-esque call, Pat. What's going on, man?
What is going on with you, my good friend?
How
are you? It's not Halloween yet. It's not even October. What kind of shit are you smoking?
KDK's been playing the Halloween music on his shows for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, KDK loves Halloween movies.
Yeah.
He would suck Michael Myers' cock without even being paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah, he would spread it for just about any horror developer person. What the fuck am I saying?
Spread it for Freddy Krueger, and Freddy would go... How nice of you to
Jason
drop in. But enough of that. I'm here to take over Pedge's little empire, as you say.
Okay. So what's the news with Pedge's empire? I heard it was gone. What happened with Pedge and Zola? Were you privy to any of that information at all?
I do have some Pedge's memories. Because I am a tapeworm, I have logged in, as you say, to his brain. And the following information is this. Hold on, it's coming. Cheap motherfucker wouldn't pay $20 to help on the stream.
Okay. Pez, we're going to hang up with you now, but thank you very much for calling in tonight, all right?
Oh, come on, I was doing a bit.
Okay. Is this the whole thing to get back at Zolar? What's this about? Why are you calling in? Why tonight? Why here? Why now?
No, I love Zolar. I love you guys. I'm just, like, being, like, stupid.
Okay, that's good, man. Well, we all get to, you know, shake the gayness out every once in a while. Be stupid, no problem with that, my friend. What's been going on? Are you doing a show anymore? What's your deal now?
Yeah, I just did a show tonight.
Yeah? How'd it go?
It did pretty good.
I see you had over 100 listeners there recently.
Yeah.
Actually, this morning, I was looking at the comedy streams and Shoutcast, and I saw you were in about the top of the middle range of listenership there. It was pretty respectable.
Well, you know, it's not me doing that. It's like people like, you know, George Carlin doing that. I wouldn't give that credit to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that's you have good content. I started thinking, I saw that, so you know, Pez, he plays the stand-up comedy. People really go for that. This prank call thing isn't really that high, you know what I mean? And not something like that. I was thinking of trying to come up with something I could put up content-wise that would gain a lot. A lot of people like to listen to while they're at work, and the stand-up comedy works.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you can't listen to Jerky Boys like a million times, you know?
Yeah. I can only tolerate so many of those Arnold prank calls, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, those are the worst.
Over and over and over again. Good morning. Bye. How are you?
How are you? Asking a bunch of questions, I don't want to answer immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it. Okay.
Yeah, there should be no more. I would give good money to. I would give KDK $100 if he never played one of those prank calls again in his stupid stream.
You know what ruined prank calling?
Mm.
The soundboard calls.
Soundboards, yes.
Ruined prank calling.
Yes. Yes. Mindless.
Now some 6-year-old fat kid can just like click buttons with no talent and just go, "How are you?" Okay, we get it.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you?
Funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. There's some talent you got there.
Yeah.
Oh, you can click a button on a cue. Who is this?
Yeah.
John Campbell.
Wow,
this guy is good. I know some soundboard callers, and this kid is going up in the ranks of soundboard callers.
Yeah. Yeah, playing the same stuff that everyone... He's got the gift of pressing the button at just the right time.
Oh, yeah, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, that kid knows what he's doing. Yeah, you got
like,
a point. I really hate. I frown upon
like,
soundboard.
Ashton and Broughton Presser. You know.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, it's good to talk to you, man. You never called in, but you know, I never really. You know that? Remember, you told me once that I could be on your stream if I paid you $20 a month, and I laughed at you. That was just fun. I just thought it was pretty funny, but I would never pay that kind of money.
You really wanted to charge Zolar $20, dude?
What?
You were going to charge Zolar $20 to be on your stream?
Well, he has paid a few times.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe he was just trying to pay you as a friend, or was it actual a deal where, I mean, were you invoicing him for the deal?
I about it. Wasn't like, you know, I demanded it.
$20
I told him, like, we needed that much money. So.
Okay.
I'm not going to, you know, battle over it, you know, with Zolar. Zolar's a good guy. I kind of said some things about CERN Syndicate, but they are a good bunch of people. They're supportive to their shows, and I got to give it to them. I just run a different whole ball game over there because, I don't know, I just run my comedy stream. I just try to pay for it, keep running, and Zolar just, it was a big falling out. It's not even worth talking about.
Okay, that's fine if you don't want to talk.
Guy.
Yeah, all right, well, hey, if you believe he's a good guy, that's fine. Dude, thank you for calling in, though. If you want to plug your site now, go ahead.
Ah, nah.
All right. Nah. Nice. Whatever. What's it called? Socialcrimeradio.something.
Socialcrime.com.
Socialcrime.com. Everyone check out Social Crime Page. It's nice talking to you. Keep in touch, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. See you later now.
Bye.
I'm not taking sides or anything. I just, you know, Page wanted to call in. Zolar, call in if you want, man. You got the hotline, and if you call in, Zolar, I can actually be, you want to talk out what happened. With that, you know, I'm like, dude, fuck you, Pez. How are you going to charge $20 for Zolar to be on your stream, man? That's some bullshit. You know, Dino doesn't charge me to be on the syndicate. Dino's a forward-thinking man. He's not a Dr. Lego, and he's not a Pez Jameson, and he's not a KDK. He's motherfucker Dino, man. What's up, motherfucker Milkman? How you, motherfucker? What's your motherfucker problem? Milkman, motherfucker. Motherfucker, Milkman is not motherfucker talking. Excuse me. Wow, it's 12:52. I said I was going to end the show like an hour ago. Should I keep doing the show? Anybody? Everybody? Let me know. The live version sounded better, Carlito. I don't know what he's talking about. Dude, I honestly forgot. I totally forgot I was on the air for a second. I'm really out of it. Milkman, take us out of here. We're ending the show. Emergency abort. Milkman, are you there? Going once, going twice. No, Milkman. Milkman would say this time, I'd like to thank everybody out there for listening to Carlito and hearing the man. I'd like to thank Lonesome Loser, the Hard Working Man. And Prank Hall Radio. Lonesome Loser, thank you very much. I'd also like to thank you, Ted, for giving us this crazy boxing ring here we call PCU. Everybody like to thank Ted. I'd also like to thank Dr. Lego right there, you know, Dr. Lego, he go, bro, whatever I'm doing. I'd like to thank everybody on Stern Syndicate, sternsyndicate.bomb. I'd like to thank Saigon for showing up tonight. Repo says keep going. Everyone wants me to keep going, but I'm definitely aborting the show. Everybody listening on TalkShoe tonight, we have 12 listeners on TalkShoe. Had a okay show tonight. Yeah, SternSyndicate.com. Tomorrow night, Zolar will be on. Zolar will be on. Tomorrow at 10. Yeah. Zolar is on. I'm going to make a promo for Zolar like this. Zolar is on! I'm gay. All right, everybody. We're out of here. MadhouseLive.com is the best site in the world. And where you should all go to MadhouseLive.com. I am the king of prank calls. I am the king of prank calls, motherfucker. I'm the king of prank calls, bitch.